Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindingi Country as BB and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from to their traditional across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black. National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. All right, Daly, going to jump straight in and have a chat now to Thomas McIntyre, Executive Director of Services Strategy and Growth Act for Kids, because a new research reveals sex education is failing to prepare Aussie kids. And we're going to talk about that topic right now with Thomas. Thomas, good morning. How are you? Can you hear me, Thomas? Hello?
How are you today?
Yeah, good, good. How are you, my friend?
Having a great day, mate. Thank you very much for calling me.
Yeah, now all good, brother. Where are you based, Thomas?
I'm in Brisbane.
All right, fantastic. So new research reveals sex education is failing to prepare Aussies, leaving them pressured into sex.
Mate, the message we're really promoting, Child Protection Week, is let's have some comfy conversations with kids around sex education, relationships and consent, and let's do that in partnership with schools, parents and community.
And what age are we talking from there, Thomas?
So we really need to start from when the kids are little. They need to know that if they're uncomfortable, and we're not obviously talking sexual relationships, but any relationship.
Sure.
If they're not comfortable in a relationship, that they have a right to say no, and they have a right to go to a safe adult. Mm. Mum, dad, uncle, auntie, community people who they trust can say, I'm not comfortable with this, and I don't want this to happen anymore.
Yes, exactly. And when we're talking about at the ripe age 12, coming into 10, 13 years old, well, of course, conversation need to be had there, especially consent. And that's both agendas, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Young people are getting so much information online, on social media. Mm. It's really important that schools, parents, community work with kids to understand all that information and, how to manage relationships, when no means no, when yes means yes, and make sense of all this information and find the safe adults who can help them through that.
You mentioned education. Are the schools on board, and how does the curriculum operate in this space?
Mate, it's a bit loose.
Yes.
There's certainly well-being and there's a lot of really, really good intent. There is a stigma to talking about sexual relationships and body parts, and it's really important from an early age we start talking about the anatomical names for body parts and helping kids be comfortable with using that language and explaining what's happening for them using the right language and not the loose words that we sometimes use.
So you mentioned Child Protection Week, 4th to 10th of September. Act for Kids is encouraging families to get comfy with talking to their kids and calling for strengthening of evidence-based sex education programs in schools, is what we mentioned.
Absolutely, and all that needs to be age-appropriate, obviously.
Yes.
It needs to be using the correct words for body parts. We're just asking for parents to, engage with their kids and ask questions, find out where they're at. Because ultimately, the best case scenario is they come to you and they have a conversation to you when they find information or an experience that they're not comfortable with or don't understand. Mm.
Have you mentioned parents. Is there sometimes a dilemma with parents talking to their own kids about sex?
There's a community awkwardness to it, isn't it? And hence
yes
why we're talking about, let's get comfy about it. It's normal. And if we want our kids to get the best information from us, as community or parents or family, we don't want them getting it off social media and trying to make it up as they go along, or pornography, or all these places where
yes
they can get that information. Let's make it available to them at home or with the people they trust and who are safe for them.
Well, exactly. And then we're talking about younger ages. The phrase stranger danger comes into conversations.
Oh, absolutely. And if kids are uncomfortable with an interaction they've had with someone they don't know, who do we want them to go to? We want them to talk to mum, dad, uncle, auntie, they're the people who can give them the best advice and help them negotiate those awkward moments, as it is with teenagers when they have a difficult moment with a peer group. We want them to come to us as parents and close family and trusted adults and ask for help or ask for advice.
And Thomas, you make a good point there. When you say an asking, well, it's about talking. It's about if you feel uncomfortable, you need to tell somebody. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
if you're not naive to the so-called actions that they received.
100%. And knowing that they're not going to be shut down. You know, it's one thing to ask for, advice on footy tips, which I'm not very good at, so don't ask me.
Come on, Thomas. That was my next question.
But how hard is it to family members when something awkward's happened of a sexual nature or a consent kind of relationship?
So we want
them to be as comfortable as asking for help, with footy tips or schoolwork as it is to ask about relationships and consent.
Exactly. Having an open conversation, so to speak, and where there's a platform where all topics can be put on the table, so to speak, and we are talking sex. And when you look at Child Protection Week, like I said, it happens once a week, but in actual fact, child protection is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, Thomas.
Yeah, 100%. And every parent knows that. It's not just one conversation. It's not the chat or the conversation. It's rolling at every age, kids have got different questions and are exposed to different pressures within their peer group or within the society. So, it's not just, we'll do it when Johnny turns 14. It's a lifelong, as you asked earlier, it's for the whole term of their childhood. We need to be having conversations around sexuality, relationships and concerns.
Yeah, and look, this conversation is forever and a day because, every year we have young people who've just started the family, have their first child, We'll keep this in mind regarding the progress of bringing up a child, so to speak, safety in all aspects.
Absolutely. And, from day one, we want kids to know they can come to us as community and parents and have permission to say no in any relationship in their life and get support from safe adults.
Yeah, very important conversation. Thomas, thank you very much for the yarn. All the best and back to the drawing board with your footy tips, mate. Good luck.
my season's over.
Is that right? Thank you, mate. You take care, right?
Big shout out to the community up in the north, eh?
Lovely. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.
Good, mate. Take care.
Deadly yarn there. Thomas McIntyre, his name is, Executive Director of Service Strategy and Growth Act for Kids. And we're talking about the new research reveals sex education is failing to prepare Aussie kids. So all you mob out there, have yarns with your children. And very important, have the yarns for safety reasons as well and protecting them. But sex is a part of a human life. But we need to engage and know what's going on and the rules of conduct, so to speak, and the rules of operation, rules of engagement. Have your saying yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
Sacred side.
Yeah, beautiful track there. Cuckoo Yalanji Girl, Adrian Thomas, and a big shout out to all the mob there at Mossman Gorge, and a big shout out to the mob there, Raylene Hodges, who's CEO up there, and it was deadly to be up there with celebrating their 10 years at the Mossman Gorge. And big shout out to Port Douglas mob. Cuckoo Yalanji, Too Deadly. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call, whenever you say. All ears here, yarning with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM and Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. So yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, new campaign to help kids have a connection to country. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Adam Shipp, First Nations educator, and just talk about this space. And the question that goes with this conversation is, what's in your backyard? And that's a campaign to encourage children to connect to country. On the line, Adam, good morning. How are you?
Oh, hello, Trevor. How are you going?
I'm good, brother. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob. Where are you from, Adam?
Yeah, so I'm a Wiradjuri man. My people are from the Dubbo and Parkes region of Central West, New South Wales.
Yes.
That's through both my pop and my nan, through pop connections to the Wonkabon people, which go a bit further north, Wonkabon, Nimpa, heading towards Lingan and places like that. So
Deadly footprint, brother.
Yeah, that's it, my brother. And, I was actually born and raised up Canberra, Ngunnawal country, but now I'm actually living back on my country, on my people's country here. So
very your ancestors called you home, brother. They called you
they
home.
They did, my brother. That's it. It was a big call, and it just went just seamlessly, you know. When the ancestors want something, that's how it happens, you know, and here we are. So, yeah. So
fantastic, brother. House of Gardening Australia and Landcare champion Costa Georgalis has joined forces with Junior Landcare to launch What's in Your Backyard. So campaign to encourage children to get into their backyard and onto their balcony and explore their local environment and discover amazing flora and fauna right on their doorstep, mate. So enlighten us, please.
Look, I've been involved working with Junior Landcare now for the last year or so, a couple of years actually, just helping to put together, I guess, resources for children in schools to be able to connect more to, I guess, our sort of cultural ways and things of learning, just being able to incorporate it in their sort of day-to-day, activities. Mm. So the flow-on from that has now become this, What's in Your Backyard campaign.
Yes.
And so, for me, I was trying to have a bit of a think about it before I jumped on, about what, some of our young people can do out there and have a look around. But to sort of connect, I guess, back to our ways and things when you're looking at a backyard or an urban space, I'm just thinking here now where I'm sitting, I look outside and there's beautiful, bottle brush trees. I think it can be just as simple as things like that, They're in flower at the moment. Yeah. So, some of the kids can get out, have a look at what kind of animals are coming and visiting that tree now that it's providing that beautiful flower, at this time of year in spring and kind of just, sit and observe, because I know that that's something that I've learnt, from my elders, is that sort of just sitting and looking and listening to country and observing what's happening around us and what animals and insects and things doing. So, that's probably my first kind of tip, is just really trying to identify maybe either plants or animals that are coming into your backyard or into your space and connect that way. So.
And I suppose the conversation also with our elders, because there's connection there to our ancestors. I mean, you're talking about flora, fauna, animals, Mother Earth, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Oh, yeah, no, exactly, brother. And that's a big one that I've sort of touched on, I guess, the whole time I've been working. The land care is, it's really, for our children, but not even just our children, but for anyone trying to work in this space, I guess, or learn in this space, the first and best way, I think, is to do it local, local elders or connect with local mob, in your area and, you know, they may not want to share everything with you, you know, depending who you are, but they, you know...
They
may
just want to drip feed you, brother, drip feed you, that's all.
That's right, that's it, mate.
Tickle you with that information.
Exactly. But you know how our people are too, you know, very gifted people, and, you know, we're, even if it's just share a little story or a little, you know, something, you know, that's just really special. And I think that's the best way to do it first, is to kind of connect locally and what's happening locally, and for some of those local stories to understand country better. So, yeah.
And then you look at some different states or different areas, there's only certain plants, flora, fauna that grow in that area. And if it's on your country, then that's connection second to none, brother.
That's right. That's exactly right, brother. So, you know, and that's something just seen at the moment. For me, like I said, you know, obviously just outside the window there is the bottle brush, but I go for a little drive just 10 minutes up the road and I can start, you know, seeing the quandongs and all the wildflowers coming out, you know.
Yeah.
That's a big time of year to be out on country, because you've got beautiful fruit, you got all the wildflowers, everything's just brimming with life. So, you know, it's a simple way to connect, and I think for this kind of campaign, they're some of the things that I feel that, you know, when they say June Landcare, asking Aussie kids to look what's in your backyard, I think that's some of the first things. Observe and see what's changing, you know. Weather's changing, you know, a little bit now, so, you know, people calling it spring, and you know, obviously we had different types of seasons and stuff traditionally, but you know, just observe what's happening, even how it's feeling outside, the sun a bit warmer, you know, all those kind of things.
Exactly.
Can do. So,
and this is different seasons, what have you. When you're talking about the campaign and being launched now, is there the curriculum, is education at the table as well?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, so we I was privileged to be able to work with some kind of educators, I guess, in the field. So they worked with me, and I sort of put in you know, our, I guess, it from a cultural lens and looking at it that way, and then the educators then overlaid it with how that kind of can tie to curriculum. And so all of that is found on the Junior Landcare site, and I guess it's a really good resource then for teachers, because they can learn how to tie it back to the different curriculum that they're teaching. And often that, you know, years of me working in schools and things like that, it's often been a question from teachers, oh, well, it's great stuff, you know, but how do we teach it, or how do we share, you know, appropriately in school? So that's what my kind of, I guess, vision with this was, is to provide a resource they can do that appropriately, you know, in school.
Well, our beautiful teachers then become students, if that's the case, you know, but it's you're a student for life, and we can all learn together. And also with that learning, well, culture's front and centre in regard to that learning, so it's good for everybody, isn't it?
It is. No, it is. That's right. I think everyone needs to start understanding and, you know, get a better, understanding and appreciation of our cultures, all of Australia. And, you know, they're so diverse, as you know, brother. So,
too deadly. Yeah. Love your work, Adam. Thank you very much for sharing. And, look, we'll talk soon. Stay warm. It's cold country down there, eh, bro?
Yeah, a little bit colder, than where you are.
Cairns, far north Queensland, over the horizon. We're far, hillbillies up north, far north.
Hey. that's it, bruv. But, you know, you got to remember, I was living in Canberra, so where I am.
Yeah, shut
now,
up, true, that's right.
Yeah, so, no, I'm happy. But, no, well, thank you so much, bruv.
Good yarning with you, Adam. You take care, my brother. All the best, eh?
Yeah, you too, Trevor. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly young there, Adam Shipp, his name is, First Nations educator, and talk about a new campaign to help kids have connection to country. And so very important, and the statement there is watching your backyard, and in more ways than one, not only in your backyard, but in your area and where you live, and if it is on your country, get excited, and get passionate about it, and get educated, and that's belonging, that's connection right there. So fantastic. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, deadly number 1-800-422-416, number you need to call. Otherwise, text the brother 045-714-0550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Too deadly.
Yeah. Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
What's the colour of a flag? Red, black and yellow. What's the colour of a flag? Red, black and yellow.
Yeah, beautiful colours, red, black and yellow. Big shout out to your mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First National Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Brett Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. So do yarn up strong, your mob. It is a daily vehicle, so do utilise it. Let's talk news, headlines for news today. Girls horror trip story, thousands of Aussies trapped in Bali. Look out for that. Sydney's eastern suburbs, homeowners fear hit to property price after shock flood rating. US Open chaos, special case out, curious friends find and rafter dumped. Banking errors that can cost you thousands of dollars. Canadian mass stabbing, one suspect in Sichuan attack found dead, say police. Life changed forever. Australians speak of side effects and pain after having cosmetic fillers dissolve. Other stories here. Don't think that's illegal. World number one shame. And we're talking about the world number one, I guess, Seattle Tech has copied backlash after seemingly trying to distract her opponent during Sunday morning's US Open triumph over American Lauren Davis at Flushing Meadows. Other stories here, Boris Johnson's terrible parting gift. Margaret Court lays into Serena Williams over Grand Slam record. So read up on that after just retiring now, Serena Williams. But a bit of drama is going on there regarding Margaret Court. Russian soldier, Russian soldiers inside view of Moscow war in Ukraine. So they're the headlines. Have your say. Give us a headline, what's happening in your neck of the woods. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Community, gotta go make that change. 'Cause you can heal yourself, you can heal yourself. yo. Welcome to the mind of a rebel for the cause. I got the flags high and the radio on pause. They caught me on the rise, the rock standing tall. I hail from TSI, Golden Mike from the north. Heard them in the streets, they vibe a different beat. I talk of revolution and it's scary when we speak. With blood upon this red dirt, its rain is running deep. And now the beds are burning and they should get to sleep. A song of redemption, I came to wake the free. 500,000 strong marching to a single beat. And the drum rolls, the drum roll is mean. A battle chant to dance a warrior's theme. We take it to the streets, rounding up the fleets. Until the people free, there can never be no peace. This a pro-black renaissance. Lost languages are kings. I and I battling to win and the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the nature, a new story is told. And the voice of the people will move your soul. A new rhythm is coming, and we're dancing through the streets, yeah.
Warriors, warriors. Yeah, Warriors Dance, that's Mau Power featuring also Brim. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. That's the number you need to call. Big shout out to your mob. Big shout out to Mariba and two deadly mob up there celebrating NAIDOC. Got NAIDOC celebrations happening on the 22nd of September. That's at Mariba Racecourse from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander dances, free barbecue. There you go, free barbecue and free feed. Get up, stand up, show up. A theme for this year, too. Deadly Mob, have you seen yarn up strong here? 1-800-422-416. Going to catch up a yarn. We've got Chappie on the line. Chappie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
How you going, my brother?
Yeah, good, bro, yeah.
Good. Before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, bro.
Yeah, Chappin, Harold James, Warrior number 14-06.
Yes, got it.
4-19-61.
Two Deli, my brother. What you want to yarn about, Chappie?
Yeah, just probably quote Brother Selwyn's quote, what he often quote. I'm nobody. They're trying to help in the fight, bro. And
well, we all got something to say, haven't we?
We've said it in a humble way, bro, you know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, still working there, Chappie Radio, bro.
Oh, you're down there. Okay, got you, Chappie. Yeah, thank you, brother. Yep, yep, yep.
Yep, I'm a walker.
And how long you been on radio, bro?
Lost count, bro.
Yeah, been a while, eh?
Might have to be a fourth early retirement soon, bro.
Brother, brother, brother. Even if you've got a walking stick, that voice is still deadly, brother. Use that voice. It's a good tool. We need more black people speaking up.
Yeah, bro. But I said to the listeners on Friday that maybe a forced early retirement. I said maybe.
Maybe.
I want to get off the front line, bro, you know?
Yeah, there's still a lot more to give, brother. And look, it's a powerful tool, radio.
Yeah, it was good meeting you down in Brisbane there when we had that conference there.
Yes, yeah, yes. You borrowed 20 off me too, brother. Don't forget that.
No, you went and spent that money on Tina Turner with you.
You're right? Not. Behave yourself.
Think of that now.
Yeah, we belongs to comedy, eh? Us black people, we belongs to comedy, yeah. Brother. We live with it.
True, bro. Yeah, yeah. Now, I just want to let all our listeners and all our people, wherever you are, all in the world, that we're breaking new ground here at Sherbeek with middle management, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. To be ready for the changes, brother. And my passion, my heart's desire is to lift our people up off the ground and strengthen everyone for what's ahead, bro.
Yeah, brother. Yep, yep, yep. Well, we've still got to keep moving forward, hey, brother, you know? And we have our battles along the way, but it's never-ending, hey, bro?
Yeah, bro, just got to educate everyone, no matter what nationality, race, and, you know, bring that good old in it together, bro. We can't hold back when it's come to life's road, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
So, battles all over the place, you know, and enemy left, right, and center, brother. We're just on a tour of duty, brother, to life, you know.
Yeah, nice description. Like how you said that.
Yeah, bro. Well, that's all I want to talk about, bro.
Touch base. Thank you, Chappie.
Yeah, have a good day, brothers.
You take care, my brother. Big shout out, Sherberg, my babe.
No worries, bro.
See you, Cass. Bye bye. That's Chappie there calling from Sherberg, Sherberg Radio. Big shout out, Sherberg Radio. Always tuned in to National Talk Black. And big shout out to all the First Nation radio stations across this deadly country, our Deadly Black Network. And we yarn up strong, you know, we talk from the heart. We have a platform as such for, to speak about our issues and our successes. And a lot of our yarns are not on mainstream radio, but whatever. stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. We've got about 15 minutes left on the program. 1-800-422-416. Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country. That's BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, Queensland's embodied knowledge show exhibited diverse range of Indigenous and non-Indigenous artists. Look, with a strong First Nation presence, the Queensland Art Gallery and Gallery of Modern Art's recent embodied knowledge exhibition featured 19 artists from across Queensland, highlights issues of Indigenous artists, voices of women and LGBTQIA and artists. We're going to catch over yarn now with one of the co-curator. That's Katina Davison on the line. Katina, good morning, sister. How are you?
Morning. I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, art is a fantastic vehicle where people can tell stories or share their life or even in a political sense, but also in the spiritual sense, I would say. So tell us about this fantastic this movement and this exhibition, please, Katina.
Yeah, sure. So this exhibition has been in development for a number of years now. We actually started researching and developing this before COVID.
Yes.
And my co-curator, Ellie Buttrose, and I were really lucky that we got to travel across a lot of Queensland looking for, you know, doing studio visits with mob and with artists and really seeing what people were excited by, what issues artists are making work about, and also what kind of inspiration or new directions that they've been inspired by in their practices.
And bringing it to an exhibition and, like I said, a time to express and educate and empower, I would think.
Yeah, definitely. So a lot of these artists, you know, were travelling around and having yarns with people, and with some of them we were actually able to commission them to make new artwork. And so, you know, using the resources available down in Brisbane here where we're based, and, you know, getting artists to realise bigger projects or bigger dreams with the assistance of our workshop team back down here in Brisbane. So it's been really exciting to be able to work with these artists on visions of newer and bigger artworks that otherwise might not have been available.
So embodied knowledge, where will the exhibition be?
It's in Queensland Art Gallery, which is based in Brisbane.
Sure. And the time duration that's going to be exhibited?
It's on until the end of January.
All right, January next year, 23, plenty of time, that's right. So if you're going down to see family, you're going down to watch football or you're going down for a holiday, drop in and check it out, my sister. Fantastic. And what about your co-curator there, Ellie Buttrose? How did you guys get together and come up with the concept?
Well, our director really wanted us to kind of revisit this idea of doing a survey of Queensland artists. And so her and I were paired together. So I'm the curator of Indigenous art here at the gallery, and she's a curator of contemporary Australian art.
Sure.
So we just kind of put our heads together, made a travel list. So we're going up to Zenith Cares, Cairns, Townsville, stopped in at Cardwell, as well as, you know, driving distance around southeast Queensland here, and just kind of started to research and connect with artists and art centres. And really it was up to us to kind of put forward who we're interested in.
And doing the road trip paint the picture, have the vision, and turn it into reality, so to speak, Katina.
Yeah, it's been a long ride. yeah, like I said, we were lucky that our research travel happened before COVID.
Yes.
And, you know, the exhibition was meant to be a little bit earlier than when it was. But that also meant that a lot of artists had a little bit more time to develop the ideas for new artworks or you know, have that time to create even new artworks that they hadn't even, you know, had at that initial period when we got to visit them.
Yeah. And look, it gives another arm, so to speak, another platform for our artists to showcase their work, you know. You come knocking on the door, have the yarn, so to speak, and they are artists in their own right, but also stepping into the business world as artists. So this is just, another opportunity to showcase their work.
Yeah, definitely. And a lot of the artists, we also made a really good catalogue too, which should be available online.
Okay.
But also it was really important for me and for Ellie to be able to write essays about these artists and their practice and, you know, really write them into the art history of Queensland, which is what we're doing through these catalogues, and really give, you know, acknowledgement to those communities and those artists where, you know, where that's due.
Yeah, exactly. And when you look at the so-called rapage and pillage of First Nation art, I'm using it as an example, it's very sad how that has happened. And here he is keeping it real, using such a platform, and authentic in regard to the art pieces.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, being able to have that dialogue back and forward with the artists and, you know, making sure that permission is granted where, you know, where it has to be and protocols are followed where they have to be as well, which is a really important and, you know, I'm really proud to be able to say that we got to do that with these artists in this show.
Well, too, Deadly, thank you very much for sharing, my sister, and a big shout-out to Ali Buttrose as well, your co-curator, also the Queensland Art Gallery and Gallery of Modern Arts. Look fantastic. And Embodied Knowledge Exhibition. So thank you, and all the best. Please do keep in touch, sis.
Thank you. Please come down. Let me know anytime.
Lovely. Take care, Katina. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A beautiful yarn there. Katina Davison, her name is, and she's a co-curator with Ali Buttrose in the exhibition of Embodied Knowledge and Queensland's Embodied Knowledge show exhibits diverse range of Indigenous and non-Indigenous artists as well, you know. So it's fantastic. Another platform and just supporting artists in Queensland. And a big shout out to Queensland Art Gallery and the Gallery of Modern Arts. Fantastic. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yeah, beautiful track there with Bulla Drews with us in Spirit, Monkey and a Turtle. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. We got someone on the line. Good morning, my brother.
Yeah, good morning, brother. Yeah, brother, I want to talk about the fire. I was still under investigation. Mm. But there's still inquest, brother. I had constant watch outs with found in the bottom of the cliff at Kangaroo Point in 1981, I think it was. Mm. But anyway, three men's person of interest and Kumajay, brother. Kumajay Burkes. But, you know, like we often talk about our history tells us that how they used to poison people, you know. Arsenic or strychnine and the flour and all that kind of stuff.
Yes.
But this, I feel like swearing, brother. This one, I feel like swearing again, brother. This one happened in 1981, brother.
Mm.
Yeah, 1981. I got the year mixed up. I got to the constant story family, but 2018, I think, that one happened. But 2018.
Mm.
And 1981, a flagon was laced with strychnine, brother, and 16 people. I think a couple died. And I know.
Where did this happen, Sowen? Where did this happen, brother?
In Alice Springs.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was working at Forward in Darwin. And I'll tell that story tomorrow, brother.
Mm.
About something that surrounded. I don't know. It could have been a suspect, but they still don't know who it is. But I'll tell you about this bloke I've met, brother.
Mm.
But anyway, with this Kumajay, brother, when that spotlight at that Channel 7, I forgot that bloke's name, he had it on 7, but they only had it at one mic, but they didn't release it up in territory, they didn't put it back on again. You couldn't search it until after he found out guilty. But, gee, mate, oh, look, brother, I feel like that father, he gave it. They sort of humanized Rolf, humanized him, and it sort of, you wouldn't know if the jury, they were sent from other state were shown, and it would have planted in the jury's mind, like there was no other evidence, there was no other, you know, produced to the jury or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, in that spotlight show, as they first humanized that Zachary Scott Blossom face.
Yeah.
But as they humanized, they showed how we saved people that were Part Acorn River. He saved them, and they humanized him. But as they demonized the black fella,
yes.
and that brother boy that passed away. But if you look up, or if anybody listening, look up neighbor from Roper River. That was his name. He was being escorted by a bullyman to Darwin, to Fanny Bay Jail, and they crossed a flood, and he was still in chain, and he got knocked. I think it was knocked. That bullyman knocked him over, and that fellow, that neighbor, prisoner, he saved that bullyman, and that bullyman ended up becoming a South Australian police commissioner. And it's no one. It's not Charlie King, the ABC announcer, the bloke, the Murray fell up in Darwin.
Mm.
He's a grandson. I think he's the son of that white copper. That white copper, he saved the white copper. He fathered other children too, I think, up there.
Mm.
But that fellow, that neighbour, and that sort of, it was the first ever to get a bravery medal. And he's a black man. He's
yes.
a spotlight show. You know, they always hit him. Pop us into, they're good blokes. But here a black fella, you know, they demonized that brother boy, Kumajay, a black fella saved the fella that ended up becoming a South Australian police commissioner.
Mm.
Sorry, brother. And somebody, I'll put that on Facebook, that story, and so I think they say their name Sweeney, Murray one, she asked me, but I don't know if any family looks at Lady Sweeney, she asked me, is that not your black fella would ask this brother? And I try to get for Melon Durham McCarthy Maranone or Teddy Eagle and them followers.
Mm.
And I sent off a thing out to them. I never got any feedback. That Sweeney, she said this. Well, did that copper make him, or let that Murray fella walk to Fanny Bay without them chains?
Without them chains.
Yeah, I don't think about that, brother. And I wonder, because he saved his life. That
exactly.
Murray fella.
He saved his life. Went on to become a commissioner.
Really Dr. China, but not here, brother. Yeah, brother, but anyway, that two emphasis, I just want to tell a story to humanize black fellows, because they sort of demonized when the first Spotlight program come out, and they mm-hmm. that, what the full name of Rolf, he's a good bloke. And same way that Leavers, that inspector, Queensland inspector, union fellow, he wanted for me to support him. And the same way that they said Chris Haley was a good bloke, and I feel like saying, F me dead, brother. He went there to Gold Coast, and mm-hmm. he three things he done that day.
Yep.
And one of the things he done, he got charged with assaulting a police woman, brother, and he choked a fellow named Luke Cole,
yep.
and he done a police pursuit. And they wasn't supposed to do that, and bugging me, they put up an encounter, brother.
Mm.
You know, that. Vigilantes fellas gone, and we didn't have the undercover cop or unmarked car chasing them fellas, brother. The Murray's in town with you, brother. Okay, my brother, that's my beef. Brother.
Thank you for your beef, my brother. That's someone there. Time for 20 Trev to sign off your mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.